One solution to slow climate change is for industrial facilities to capture carbon dioxide pollution before it reaches the atmosphere. A new project would transport that CO2 to underground storage wells in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia. And as the Allegheny Front's Julie Grant reports, some people are concerned.
Energy companies are knocking on doors again. This time, it's not for oil and gas development, but to lease land for wells to store carbon underground. The Nebraska-based company Tenaska is developing a project in West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Ohio that it calls the Tri-State CCS Hub.
My name is Brett Eastep. I'm the Vice President of Development for Tenaska. And I lead our carbon capture and sequestration initiative.
Eastep says their potential customers would be fossil fuel heavy industrial facilities like gas power plants and steel manufacturers interested in reducing their carbon dioxide emissions. There are tax incentives in the Inflation Reduction Act for each ton of carbon a facility captures and stores. It's part of the federal plan to deal with the climate crisis. Eastep says its customers will capture their own CO2 emissions, and Tenaska will build the pipelines to transport it to underground storage wells in rural areas.
That's our business model, is that transport and storage piece.
Eastep says Tenaska plans to drill 15 to 20 storage wells where it will inject the CO2. Their target is to store 5 million metric tons annually. He says they've had overwhelming response from companies that want this service. Now they need the rights from property owners so they can build injection wells on the surface and store the carbon thousands of feet underground.
I'm going to give you enough information and things to get started, basically.
The Ohio Farm Bureau has held meetings in eastern counties where landowners are being approached for this project. Retired Marine and police officer Ed Hashberger attended one of them. He says a few years ago, he would have been excited about a new industry like this.
I'm a diehard Republican, okay?
He and his wife have been raising chickens and enjoying the wildlife at their hilltop home. When a gas company came knocking on his door a few years ago, Hashberger was into it.
Well, because drill, baby, drill. You know, we have resources here. Let's take advantage of it.
But as this new CO2 storage industry moves in, Hashberger has concerns.
You're actually going to put this stuff in the ground. What could happen if we have an accident? What can we do to mitigate these situations as they arise?
He worries about an accident like the one in rural Mississippi in 2020 when a carbon dioxide pipeline ruptured and at least 45 people were hospitalized. Neeraj Gupta is a researcher at Battelle, an independent nonprofit institute in Columbus. He's been researching carbon capture and storage for two decades.
That's the biggest objective, is make sure that it does not leak out.
He says the carbon dioxide is compressed and then injected into porous underground rock layers, capped by a layer of impervious rock like shale to prevent leakage.
That's why we do go through very detailed characterization, seismic surveys, well testing, reservoir modeling.
Gupta says two projects, one in Illinois that's been in operation since 2015 and another in Norway, show that carbon storage works.
I think we have shown that, yeah, it can be done, it can be monitored.
In most states, the EPA issues permits for CO2 injection wells. Currently, it has only 8 permits for the whole country. But the tax incentives are driving new interest, and the agency is considering 127 new wells. So far, there are no permit applications for the tri-state region targeted by Tenaska, but the company says it will submit plans to the EPA in the next month or two for wells in Hancock County, West Virginia.
So the question is, how good are these plans at making sure that the carbon that's pushed underground is contained?
Eric Schaefer is executive director of the nonprofit Environmental Integrity Project, which looked into the EPA's permitting process. He says the permit application asks how the company will assure the carbon stays underground and how often it will monitor the wells.
It turns out there's no wrong answer to the question. It's kind of whatever the industry says.
He's concerned that after the storage capacity is full, companies will walk away.
You know, one of the disturbing things we saw is you finish up the project and within some cases 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, you stop monitoring, you're pretty much, you know, lock the door and leave.
Schaefer says if the carbon seeps out into the atmosphere, it not only presents possible dangers, it also defeats the purpose of spending all that public money to slow down climate change. For Here and Now, I'm Julie Grant.